Thousands of miners marched to the Chamber of Mines in downtown Johannesburg to protest deadly accidents in South Africa's mines. More than 200 workers have died this year. The spokesman for the National Union of Mine Workers, Lesiba Seshoka, said the miners have asked mine operators to invest more heavily in safety, but the reforms have not been implemented.
We are simply sending a strong message to them to say, we are giving you a warning, to say if this kind of behavior continues, you will face the real wrath of the mine workers of this country in a year or in a few months' time.
The 250,000 member National Union of Mine Workers is South Africa's largest trade union. It is protesting the resurgence of mine-related deaths that had declined from about 500 a year 10 years ago. Last October, more than 3,000 miners were trapped for more than 24 hours after an elevator broke down. All were rescued unharmed. The executive director of South Africa's Chamber of Mines, Franz Barker, told National Radio that mine operators are also concerned about safety.
Unfortunately, in the last year or so, our situation has deteriorated. So we are ourselves concerned about that, and we have ourselves launched certain initiatives, and we also now want to sit down with the unions and to see what can we do.
He said operators want to include government officials in their meetings with the unions in order to address a shortage of mine inspectors. Most of South Africa's mining accidents have been caused by rock falls or explosions, but critics charge that some are due to lax safety practices. The miners say owners are more interested in maintaining production than high safety standards. About 700 mines operate in South Africa. They employ nearly 500,000 workers and provide 16% of gross domestic product. South Africa is the world's largest producer of platinum, gold, and vanadium, as well as a key producer of coal, diamonds, nickel, and uranium. News of the strike drove up the price of platinum, while share prices for major mining companies fell on world markets. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.